AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama plans to meet tomorrow afternoon with Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid as Congress debates a series of issues at the top of the president's agenda. The meeting comes a day after a federal district court judge's decision halting implementation of Obama's executive actions on immigration.
The president says he's convinced he's well within his authority in issuing orders to shield up to 5 million immigrants from deportation.
I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it.
But for now, he tells reporters, the administration won't accept applications for his program as it was planning to start doing this week. However, Obama says he knows it's wrong to arbitrarily tear mothers away from their immigrant children and deport them when they've been minding their own business and contributing to their communities. Mark Smith at the White House.
Plans by tens of thousands of immigrants to apply for those work permits and deportation stays are canceled, at least temporarily. The White House estimates more than 11 million people signed up for subsidized private health insurance under the president's law this year.
The estimate of 11 million comes with a couple of asterisks. The final number could grow because the administration is offering a grace period for people who started applications but couldn't finish them before last Sunday's official deadline. They have until February 22nd. Also, Democratic lawmakers are pushing for uninsured people facing tax penalties to be given a second chance to sign up. The final number could shrink if people who've enrolled don't follow through and pay their premiums or they find insurance elsewhere. Last year, 8 million people signed up initially, but by fall, 6.7 million were left. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power along the East Coast tonight as temperatures tumble near zero in some cities. This is AP Radio News. The Attorney General says investigations into the police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri are coming to a close.
The shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown prompted a pair of federal investigations, one into whether there were civil rights violations, the other into the practices of the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. Attorney General Eric Holder told a National Press Club audience he is satisfied with the progress of those investigations, and announcements are likely forthcoming.
I think I'm going to be able to make those calls before I leave office.
Just when that will be remains unclear. A vote on confirming Loretta Lynch to succeed Holder won't come until next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The FBI has opened a civil rights investigation into the vandalism of the Islamic School of Providence, if Rhode Island rather, in Providence. Someone sprayed offensive graffiti on the entrance of the school. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.